亲爱的朋友，你还好吗？我是冯静，在西安向你问好。欢迎收听为你读英语美文。你可以在苹果 iTunes Store 订阅我们的节目，也可以在微信订阅号、新浪微博、百度贴吧搜索为你读英语美文，添加关注，获得每期节目的原文、音乐和更多拓展资料。东晋穆帝永和九年三月上四日，发生了一件彪炳中国文化史册的大事。是日也，天朗气清，惠风和畅，以王羲之、谢安、孙绰等豪族俊彦及高僧之顿为首的会稽文人墨客四十余人，雅集于山阴城郊兰亭，熏香沐浴，向上天祈福攘灾，即所谓兰亭休憩。那天的情形让我们看到，古时文人不仅爱玩，而且会玩，浪漫兼具高雅，热闹而不失品味。四十多位能诗善饮的名士集聚一堂，谈玄论道，放浪形骸，那是个什么光景啊？休憩是也，显然只是个横额上的由头，曲水流觞才是实际意义的才艺节目。觞者，羽觞，很轻的漆器酒杯，装满后也可以在弯曲的水流中漂游。游戏规则是，那觞停在谁的面前，谁就要一饮而尽，并赋诗一首，所谓一觞一咏。若吟不出诗，则要罚酒。这次雅集既有十一人各成诗两首，十五人各成诗一首，十六人绞尽脑汁做不出诗，各罚酒三杯。有趣的是，王羲之的小儿子及后来做了中书令的王献之也被罚了酒。这由清代诗人打油诗为证：却笑乌衣王大令，兰亭会上竟无诗。晨光过午，酒足矣，诗已成集，为诗集作序，责无旁贷就落到了会稽内史右军将军王羲之的头上。王会稽当仁不让，乘着酒兴，提蜀毫笔，展蚕茧纸，壮山水之秀美，叹光阴之易逝，发死生之感慨，启天地之福佑，得二十八行，324字。接下来我要为你读的是《兰亭序》的英文版，翻译来自林语堂。Orchid Pavilion Gathering. It is a ninth year of Yonghe, also known as a year of Guichou in terms of the Chinese lunar calendar. On one of those late spring days, we gather at the Orchid Pavilion, which is located in Shanyin County, Kuaiji Prefecture. For dispelling the bad luck and praying for good fortune,The attendees of the gathering are all virtuous intellectuals, varying from young to old. Endowed with great mountain and lofty peaks, Orchid Pavilion has flourishing branches and high bamboo bushes all around, together with a clear winding brook engirded, which can thereby serve the guests by floating the wine glasses on top of their drinking.Seated by the bank of a brook, people will still regale themselves right by poetizing their mixed feelings and emotions with wine and songs, never mind the absence of the melody from string and wind instruments. It is such a wonderful day, with fresh air and mild breeze.Facing upwards to the blue sky, we behold the vast immensity of the universe. When bowing our heads towards the ground, we again satisfy ourselves with a diversity of species. Thereby, we can refresh our views
and let free our souls, with luxuriant satisfaction down to both ears and eyes. How infinite the cheer is!
People keep coming and going, and life soon rushes to its end. Some people prefer to share their proud aspirations and lofty goals with close friends indoors, while some others choose to follow their interests and free their minds wherever or whenever they like. May characters vary from person to person, or some would rather stay peaceful while others like to live restlessly.They will all become delighted and satisfied once they meet something pleasant, so cheerful that they get unaware of their imminent old age. However, when they get tired of their old fancies that they have already experienced, and sentiment correspondingly accompanies the change of situation, all sorts of complicated feelings will well up in her too.Isn't it thought-provoking that the happiness we used to enjoy passes by without leaving a single trace, let alone that the length of life is subject to the fate, and death is inevitable for anybody in the end? Just as some ancient man once put it, death also deserves our attention, like what life does. So,How can we restrain ourselves from grieving? Every time I ponder about the reasons why our predecessors would produce works with such inenarrable emotions, I find there seem some similarities between our minds.Yet I cannot help lamenting their literary masterpieces while I'm struggling for the very cause in my innermost world. Now I come to realize that it has been ridiculous for me to equate death with life, long life with short life. The descendants view us just the way we look at our predecessors, and how woeful it is.Hence, I read down all the names of the attendees and put their poetry into record. Conditions may go with the changes of time, but people's motions shall stay the same. I believe the following readers will still have much to meditate about life and death when appreciating this poetry anthology.
《兰亭集序》。永和九年，岁在癸丑，暮春之初，会于会稽山阴之兰亭，修戏事也。群贤毕至，少长咸集，此地有崇山峻岭，茂林修竹，又有清流激湍，映带左右，引以为流觞曲水，列作其次。虽无丝竹管弦之盛，一觞一咏，亦足以畅叙幽情。是日也，天朗气清，惠风和畅，仰观宇宙之大，俯察品类之盛，所以游目骋怀，足以及视听之余，信可乐也。夫人之相与，俯仰一世，或取诸怀抱，物言一世之内，或因寄所托，放浪形骸之外，虽去舍万殊，境造不同，当其心与所欲，暂得于己，快然自足，不知老之将至，及其所之寂倦，情随世迁，感慨系之矣。向之所欣 俯仰之间，以为沉寂，犹不能不以之心怀，况修短随化，终其于尽。古人云，死生亦大矣，岂不痛哉？每览昔人心感之由，若何一气，未尝不临闻皆道，不能喻之于怀，故知一死生为虚诞，其蓬伤为妄作。后之视今，亦犹今之视昔，悲夫！故列叙时人，录其所述，虽世书世意，所以心怀，其志一也。后之览者，亦将有感于斯文。
今天的节目就到这里了，我是你们的主播冯静，我们下期再会。